It's Wednesday, February 1st, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Germany's federal parliament rejected a proposal last week to stand against Christian persecution. The Alternative for Germany party made a motion for the government to recognize February 15th as an international day against the persecution of Christians. The date this year marks 8 years since the Islamic State published a video of 21 Coptic Christians being decapitated. The party called on Germany to help, quote, end the worldwide persecution of Christians in the form of persecution, discrimination, and even cultural devaluation, end quote, and to show the, quote, significance of Christianity for German and Western culture, end quote. However, opposition dismissed the motion as hateful and Islamophobic. Last Tuesday, the Roman Catholic Pope denounced laws that criminalize sodomy during an interview with the Associated Press. Pope Francis said homosexuality is a sin, but should not be a crime. He called on Catholic bishops to welcome people living sexually perverted lifestyles, saying God loves all his children just as they are. The remarks came ahead of the Pope's visit to African countries this week, including South Sudan. Countries in Africa and the Middle East commonly criminalize homosexuality. Referencing Genesis 1, South Sudan's National Minister of Information said, quote, if Pope Francis is coming here and he tells us that marriage of the same sex is legal, we will say no. God was not mistaken. He created man and woman, and he told them to marry one another and go and fill the world, end quote. Meanwhile, in America, hundreds of churches have spoken on the issue of homosexuality. United Methodist News reports that over 1,800 churches left the United Methodist Church last year. Many of them are now joining the theologically conservative Global Methodist Church as an alternative to the liberal denomination. States that saw the largest number of churches leaving the United Methodist Church included Texas, North Carolina, Indiana, and Alabama. In a major pro-life victory on Monday, a jury found a Catholic sidewalk counselor not guilty. Last year, the FBI raided the home of Mark Houck, a pro-life father of seven. The Department of Justice charged him with two felonies over an incident outside an abortion mill. Attorneys with the Thomas More Society successfully argued that Houck pushed an abortion so-called escort outside the mill to protect his young son from the verbally abusive abortion worker. If he had been convicted, Houck would have faced up to 11 years in prison and a $350,000 fine. Peter Breen with the Thomas More Society said they want to send a message to the Biden administration.
Our hope here is that a message was sent to Washington, D.C. to stop this harassment of sidewalk counselors who are just trying to provide alternatives to those who are facing an abortion decision. And I hope this will be one of those points where a change is made. And so no one else will have to suffer the same way that Mark and his family have had to suffer.
On Monday, the Biden administration announced it plans to officially end COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. This comes nearly 3 years after President Donald Trump imposed pandemic measures that have been extended multiple times under President Biden. However, Republican congressional leadership is still pushing to end the emergency declarations immediately. And finally, a small-town farmer who died recently is being lauded for his charitable service to his community. Hody Childress lived in Geraldine, Alabama on his small retirement savings, but that did not stop the farmer and Air Force veteran from helping secretly pay for people's prescriptions for years. About 10 years ago, Childress walked into Geraldine Drugs and asked the owner if there were families in the town who could not afford their medications. Owner Brooke Walker said it was something that happened quite often. So, for a decade, Childress gave Walker a $100 bill every month to help those who were struggling. The farmer said, quote, don't tell a soul where the money came from. If they ask, just tell them it's a blessing from the Lord, end quote. When the retired farmer died on New Year's Day at the age of 80, the pharmacy owner finally shared what the kind man had been doing for years. Matthew 6, verses 3 and 4 says, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, February 1st in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.